Hi, my name is Jeff Bergelson. I'm one of the infectious disease doctors at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, and I'm a professor of pediatrics at Penn Medical School. I was asked to talk about screening for congenital CMV. Who should be screened? Who do we screen now? Who might we screen in the future? So just to give you an idea of the magnitude of the problem, about 1% of babies is born with CMV infection, which is diagnosed by a positive urine culture or PCR in the first few weeks of life. So if there are 4 million babies a year, and it's just a little less than 1%, there are probably 30,000 babies infected a year. The consequences of CMV infection potentially are long-term developmental problems, particularly long-term hearing loss, potentially loss of vision, loss of other neurologic functions. The risk of going on to have problems really depends on largely on whether you have symptoms recognized at birth or whether you are asymptomatic at birth. So among babies who are born with CMV infection, about 10% will show clinical evidence of infection at birth, and about 90% will not. The signs of infection at birth include things like microcephaly, hepatomegaly, hepatitis, jaundice, petechiae associated with thrombocytopenia, sensory neural hearing loss at birth, or chorioretinitis at birth. So among babies who show those signs at birth, the majority will go on to have long-term hearing problems or cognitive or neurologic problems. That's probably about 3,000 babies a year. Among the asymptomatic babies who are infected, who are 90% of the total, about 25,000 babies a year to 30,000 babies a year, about 10% will go on to have long-term problems, largely sensory neural hearing loss. So the screening issue falls around identifying babies who are likely to go on to have problems and who are likely to benefit from some intervention, either drug treatment or stepped-up monitoring and hearing aids, special language developmental support. So I've mentioned the symptoms, I've mentioned how we diagnose it. What we're doing right now is to take symptomatic babies, test them for CMV infection, and if they turn, they're found to have CMV infection, we evaluate them for all the possible symptoms and signs. We do a head ultrasound to look for intracranial calcifications and brain abnormalities. We do basic lab tests to look for hepatitis or thrombocytopenia. We have retinal exams to look for retinitis and hearing tests to look for sensory neural hearing loss. And then babies are followed intensely with for hearing loss and developmental problems, so they can have appropriate interventions. Babies who are affected, especially those with neurological problems evident at birth, can benefit from a six-month treatment with valganciclovir, and they are known to have improved outcomes in hearing and development at 2 years compared to babies who are not treated. There are side effects of valganciclovir treatment, particularly neutropenia, and there's the potential, although we don't know that it happens in people, we know it happens in animals, of long-term potentiation of tumors or infertility problems. But right now, we think that if you're severely affected by congenital CMV, you are likely to benefit from valganciclovir treatment. The way we're screening now, we're missing probably half of the babies who will go on to have developmental problems, especially hearing problems. And those babies are in the group of babies who are asymptomatic at birth. So among babies who are, so if you look at all the babies, 10% will be symptomatic at birth, 90% will be asymptomatic. And among the asymptomatic babies, about 10% will go on to have hearing loss. And unfortunately, you can't detect all of them by a hearing test at the time of birth. So there's been the suggestion that we have universal screening of babies for CMV infections, so we can identify asymptomatic babies who would go on to develop problems and could benefit from close monitoring and intervention. The upside of this is that we could help babies recognize the hearing problems earlier, potentially find babies for whom drug treatment would be appropriate, and help babies. The real problem is that 80% of the babies won't have any problems at all in the future, and certainly 90% of the asymptomatic babies won't go on to have any problems at all. So we will wind up monitoring closely a large number of babies who won't really benefit from our monitoring. The downsides of this are the cost, which may be a wash if you consider the benefits to babies and society of identifying babies who are going to help prevent deafness in or prevent language delay. So the cost, the worry, if you're the mother of a baby who's asymptomatic and you're told may go on to have developmental problems and hearing loss, but probably won't, you could be quite worried. You could identify your baby as a potential vulnerable baby. And the other downside is that people might be pushed to feel they should use drug treatment, even when we don't know that asymptomatic babies could benefit from drug treatment. So you could get the side effects without any of the benefits. So to summarize, congenital CMV is a big problem. It's major concern is hearing loss and developmental delay. There are about 6,000 babies in the country a year who will go on to have symptoms at some time in their life. Right now, we're picking out the babies who are at highest risk, who are symptomatic at birth, but we're missing half of the babies who could potentially benefit from intervention. If we screen as a general approach, we'll test millions of babies a year, we'll identify thousands who have no potential for benefit, but we will find some who do potentially benefit. And that's where the debate stands right now. So that's what I have to say about CMV screening, and thanks for listening. I've attached a couple of important references so you can look at some of the evidence or review some of the things I've said or misstated during my talk.